I just had a conversation with a friend, and she was explaining to me how she's traveling the world. And I just felt sort of pride. I'm really proud of her because, you know, her father passed, and it just kind of motivated her to do what she loves and follow her dreams and her passion. And people around her showed her the game, and she realized how she can use the game to get to where she wants to go. And she's traveling to Australia, then she's going to go to Japan, and then she's going to go to Taiwan, and then Hong Kong. And, you know, she's just a girl from Montreal, a black girl from Montreal. And she's getting to see the world, and, you know, she has no money, you know. I didn't want to get into how she's doing all that, but it's all legal, and it's all good, and all positive. And I just realized that so many of us are so content with being part of the regular scheduled programming. You know, we wake up in the morning and we're part of the regularly scheduled programming. We just fall in line, we do what we have to do, and we don't think there's much more out there. They don't teach you that in school. They don't teach you that in your social circles, that you can really explore the world. I think God put us on this earth so we can really explore the world and learn and do the things that we want to do and subscribe to things we want to subscribe to. I don't really believe that we need to be a part of this box that people try to put us in. And whenever you decide that you want to be outside of that box and you're looking at everyone inside the box, they're upset with you and you're like, who's that person outside the box? Then they try to bring you in the box, or they try to crush you. They try to move the box so the box can fall on you. And, you know, we get so caught up in that process and in that type of scenario, and it crushes people's spirit, you know. And I think that we need to realize that you don't have to be normal. You don't have to be regular. You don't have to be part of the regular scheduled program. You can be anything but that. And even though some people are going to try to prevent that from happening, it's the only way to be. You know, a lot of people feel comfortable with their 9-to-5 jobs and they decide, oh, I'm going to be here forever and do what I got to do. And one day that 9-to-5 job decides, we no longer need your services. And then they're devastated, they're crushed, and they're like, what? I give you my whole life. I don't think life was about that, man. I think life was about really creating your path and creating your living, like really creating it. You know, I think that we all have the, or most of us have the intelligence. You know, we just lack the ambition and the vision to do this. No one ever told us that we can. No one ever told us that we can be a part of something bigger. You know, I wish I knew what I know right now. I wish I knew it a long time ago. You know, ironically, my father always used to tell me some of these things, but maybe he just didn't articulate it properly. And as I grow and as I learn, I'm starting to see that everything he was saying makes a lot of sense. And he wasn't telling it to me because he did it and he lived it. It was like he found the answers later on in life, and it was too late for him to make those moves. So he tried to pass it on to us, and we were just ignorant to it. You were just like, whatever, I want to hang with my friends on the block. And, you know, I'm really happy my father's still alive, and I can tell him right now, yo, Pops, you were right. You know, and he's seeing me do what I do right now, and I think he's really proud of me. And, you know, I think it's important to share with the youth and let people know that it's not a game. Like, you're able to get it is a game, actually, that you're able to get the cheat codes so you don't have to make the same mistakes that everyone else made. You know, you can skip a few rounds. You know, hanging on the block is cool, and getting into trouble is cool at that moment, and doing drugs is cool at that moment. But what happens if you get stuck in that moment? And then all the consequences, you know, not being able to cross the border because you have a criminal record, and knowing that the world is so beautiful and certain places you can't go because you decide to hang on the block and do the things that you shouldn't have been doing. Anyways, I just wanted to share these thoughts with you guys. I felt the need to express myself, so I'm recording this into my iPhone, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And I would love to, you know, hear your comments on this, on my rant, and let me know your thoughts. Peace.